What is up, everyone? My name is Dan the Man, and I'm here with basketball expert Pete. How's it going?
Not too bad, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you back on the show. I know it's been a while. Ralph couldn't make it to this week's episode, but we have Pete here instead, and we're going to be talking about some basketball. So today we had the Brooklyn Nets versus the Boston Celtics. It was a great game.
Tatum dropped 50.
Yes, sir. 120 to 126. Boston, yep. Final. Celtics won, which was a big game.
It was a good game. Honestly, Drummond, though, he's lacking on the rebounds and the points. They traded him to be a starting center, but he's kind of slacking.
He's slacking, eh? How come he's the starting center when they still have Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin is a power forward.
Oh, he's a power forward?
They have LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, they have LaMarcus?
Yeah, but he's kind of older. He has like a heart condition, no?
Oh, so he can't even play. So Drummond's supposed to be a starter.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't believe Celtics still won that game. I mean,
yeah, it was a tight game. It was a pretty tight game.
It was a tight game. I know. But they came out with the win, which is good on Jason.
Yeah.
On Tatum, straight up. And we have the Suns versus the Bucks. Amazing game.
That was a great game. I actually watched that.
I mean, the final score doesn't show otherwise, but because it was one
popped off
122 to 132, Bucks won. But the Suns, being a very good team, battled very hard, of course.
Yeah, but they didn't have Devin Booker or Chris Paul.
Yeah, they didn't play for sure. Yeah. It would have been different.
Definitely.
The two champion finals, the NBA finals. Suns versus Bucks played today, so from last year.
Yep.
We had the Pacers, Wizards. We don't need to cover that.
How about that 56 piece from LeBron yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
It was unreal. He snapped a losing streak for the Lakers.
I'm surprised they actually won that game, to be honest with you.
It was a pretty good game, honestly.
Against the Warriors. Curry looked.
We needed that win.
Curry looked very upset.
Yeah.
He looked very upset, but yeah, it was a good game. 116 to 124 Lakers in the end.
LeBron looked at Matthew Stafford. He was sitting courtside. Matthew Stafford's the quarterback for the LA Rams.
Yes.
So they just won a championship, right? And he turns, he looks at him, he goes, "I can't have you in the building without putting on a show."
He said that to him?
Yeah. And he's like, of course.
Fired up. And then he dropped 56 points?
Yeah, at least LA stars.
I can't believe that. Yeah. I can't believe that. A 37-year-old man.
That losing streak was bad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And
Westbrook needs to step up his game.
He does. But we can't put the blame just on Westbrook, obviously. But a lot of it is him, for sure.
Honestly, they're missing AD as well, right?
They are missing AD.
They need that guy. He's injured. Part of that team.
But that team, they were falling apart long before. So even with AD, they weren't doing the best.
Yeah, but they still were hanging on. They were hanging.
They were still top seven. Yeah, I got to agree with that. And now they're barely in a playoff spot.
Yeah, our expectations in the beginning of the season was like, oh, Lakers going to be top three.
Oh, buddy. I thought they were going to be at least first place, like literally first place in the West.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the league, but at least in the West. That's what I thought. You know, I didn't expect Memphis to be doing this good, you know.
John Morant's killing it.
I know that kid has a bright future, and it's good on the Grizzlies, you know. Second,
I think
place.
He's playing as we speak.
Yes, they are.
Oh, they're losing 112-121 to Houston. John Morant dropped 22, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 5 turnovers, shooting 35% from the field.
Wow.
Shooting 100 from the free throw.
To the Rockets?
To the Rockets.
The Rockets suck. I just got to say that.
Yeah, I can't stand them.
Let's talk about our fellow Toronto Raptors right now.
They're playing right now, too.
Yeah. They're playing against the Cleveland team that they always seem to lose to.
Yeah. Cleveland's on fire as well.
Yeah, man. Cleveland's on fire for sure.
Honestly, I think LeBron's going to go back there.
Really? What makes you think that?
Because his contract's almost done this year.
It's done this year?
Yeah. So it's either they sign him to an extension or he leaves. And I think the place he probably would go was Cleveland. But honestly, they're a pretty good team. They move the ball well.
So
Young guys, you know?
for the third time, he's gonna go back to Cleveland.
Yeah, for the
That would be
third time.
hilarious. Do you think his sons? Well, he said he's gonna go wherever Bronny
Yo, that
done.
would be insane if he
That'd be
goes back to
crazy.
Cleveland.
So basically, if you draft Bronny like as an NBA team, you're gonna get LeBron one way or another. He'll
Yeah. 100%.
even take a pay cut
100%.
just to
Bro,
play with
he
his
doesn't need the
son.
money. He
He
doesn't need the
doesn't need the
money.
money, I know. And that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine just getting LeBron like that. I know it's gonna be like an older version of LeBron, but it's still LeBron,
Still
right?
LeBron.
You know,
What do you mean,
it's
dude? Tom
crazy.
Brady just won a chip last year.
I know.
You
And
know, the guy's 44.
we can say, what do you mean? LeBron just dropped 56 points last
You
night.
know
What
what I
do
mean?
you
Like, that's insane.
mean?
He's
That
actually
doesn't,
goated.
you can't do that. Like, I've never seen that been done like before.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it just blows my mind.
He's pretty pissed off.
Yeah, he's cheese. I honestly, I feel bad for him on the Lakers. Like, he's
Last four
carrying
games
that
they
team.
played, my blood was boiling.
Yeah, I know. He's carrying that team, and I just think Westbrook is not a bad player. He just doesn't fit well in the chemistry in the lineup for the LA Lakers.
Honestly, he doesn't fit well with any team, man. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. I think the only time like even in, like when he played for Houston, the Rockets, he didn't fit well. Like it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as like good as when he played for the Thunder, right?
Like, I'm looking at his percentages right now. Okay, look, this is what he averages this year. My God. This is not bad, actually. People make it seem worse than it really is. He's shooting 43% from the field.
Okay.
The free throw line is 67%. That's just horrible.
That's horrible.
He's averaging a three, 18 points, seven rebounds, seven assists, one steal, and
Oh,
four turnovers.
that's not that bad. I
It's
mean,
not that bad, honestly.
like he's still a good player. He's just not fitting in well with the Lakers, and the Lakers are not doing well. And I don't think Westbrook's the only one to blame, obviously.
Yeah.
Like there's more problems to it. But I think the best thing that can happen for Westbrook is to leave, to get traded, to go somewhere else.
Think that would be his best option, honestly.
What teams do you think would be a good fit for Westbrook right now?
Probably the Knicks.
The Knicks, really?
Yeah, they need a solid point guard.
Yeah, they
Maybe
do.
he can provide that for them.
Who would he
Knicks are in
have good
dire need of a good
chemistry?
point. Sorry.
Who do you think he'd play well with on that team? Maybe
Mean
like
Julius
a
Randle.
really? Didn't he
Yeah, I
play
feel like
like a,
RJ. Sorry.
did he? No, he never played with Julius Randle.
No.
No, he never.
I feel like RJ Barrett's more like an ISO player.
Yeah.
Julius Randle also plays like an ISO player, but Westbrook could maybe squeeze in there and break the barriers.
They
You know what I
have
mean?
Derrick Rose. Yeah, I agree with you for sure.
I think
The
Derrick Rose
Knicks,
is
but
injured, though.
yeah, he is injured right now. He's on IR. So, have you seen any highlights of Harden and Embiid playing together?
They're killing him.
They're killing it.
They're
They're
trying to
killing
say
it.
Kobe and Shaq.
Honestly, I see it. I see the resemblance.
Right now, they're the most dominant duo in the NBA.
And it's only going to get better. We barely even
100%.
seen Klay, which is just crazy to me. How
Honestly,
Harden.
he looks so good in that Philly blue.
He does,
He looks very
honestly.
good in that blue.
And did you see Embiid do the step back, the Harden step back? He's
Embiid's
very fun.
gross.
Yeah, Embiid's amazing. Both of them are gross. And I think it's going to be, honestly, it's going to be a good playoffs this year, I think. There's lots of teams looking good. Lots
Definitely.
of teams are looking good.
Hopefully Chris Paul comes back a couple more weeks and does some damage with the Phoenix Suns.
Why? Because you have him on your fantasy team? That's why, don't lie.
No, I actually want them to win the chip.
I know, I'm kidding. So, I have a question for you, Pete.
What's up?
If
Answer
you
quick.
had to choose between, let's say, I'm going to go three. Because four, I'm not gonna go four. I'm gonna go three. Oh, you know what? I could even go five here. Okay, if you had to choose between one person on your team to start, like not to start, to build a franchise around, let's just say star player. So we have Ja Morant, we have Luka Doncic, Zion. I mean, Zion's injured, but Zion, LaMelo Ball, or Jason Tatum. Which out of the five are you choosing? I already know who you're gonna choose, but because of Morant's, he's playing really well this season, so he makes a great case for himself.
Honestly, right now in the league, you need to be very dominant in order to
To do,
succeed,
yeah, to
in my
succeed.
opinion, to be like one of those goats. Because like for an example, like Steph Curry, right? He's like the best point guard ever, but
Yes.
he's not the goat because he's not dominant.
He's not dominant. No,
And
I gotta agree with you. No.
if you want to go with that, Jason Tatum is, I think he's 6'10".
Yes, he's 6'10". Yes.
Something like that. It's huge. He's a
He's
monster.
tall. He's very tall.
He's a monster.
You need to be tall to be dominant, to be honest.
And he's pretty dominant. Like the way he plays, he's young. He's got that
Yeah.
charisma. He's got that energy. But then you have Doncic, right? Just killer. Just straight
I
scorer,
don't
like
think.
European style. Like honestly, both of them healthy. Both of them are young. I'll sign any one of them to a Supermax. But honestly, I gotta go with my boy Luka.
Honestly, I
I just like his play style.
have to go with Luka as well, to be
Yeah.
honest. Like, Morant's obviously making a very strong case for him this season. He's honestly amazing. Like, I would love to
Yeah, but
have him on my team,
like I
but
said, with that point guard situation, right?
exactly. Yeah, you have to
But
be
you know
dominant.
what? I'm not gonna lie, Ja Morant's pretty dominant too.
Yeah,
He
Ja
can throw it
Morant
on.
is. He is. Honestly, he is. Did
He
you
could
see
throw it
that
well done.
clutch three-pointer he made the other
Yeah.
night? That was
The
crazy.
one midair when it
Yeah,
did
in
go to him.
midair. Wow,
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
It's a nice
buzzer.
pass. Yeah, Luka, honestly, I've never seen a player that, well, obviously there has been, but he's just so consistent with his shooting, and
Yeah, he's
he can
pretty
shoot from
solid.
anywhere, and he's so
Yeah,
creative.
he's that guy for sure.
And he looks like he's having fun out there when he's playing. It's not
Yeah.
like other players where they're all, not that he's not serious, but he has a lot of fun when he plays, and I like that about him. It's a
Definitely.
characteristic that helps him on the court.
100%, I agree with you.
But yeah, so I want you to just it's been about 3 weeks now. I want you to choose which team you think is looking the best right now for the chip, just as an update, because the standings changed. Before it was the Nets, now the Nets not looking so well. And plus the Harden trade.
Tough question. You got Chicago, you got Philly, you still got Ben Simmons that went to Brooklyn,
Yeah, can't
right?
forget about that.
Kevin Durant, KD. You got Philly, monster duo.
Right now,
Great
if you
role
had to
players.
place $1,000 on a team to win, you have to bet on a team to win it all, the chip this season. Who you taking?
Say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yeah. Who are you taking?
I'm going with the Warriors.
Warriors?
Warriors, yeah.
No shot.
Yes, buddy. Klay
No way.
Thompson is on fire. Curry, and then they're gonna get Green back, and that's it. It's done.
Day-day.
Yeah, buddy. Draymond Green. But anyways, I think we should end it here.
Yep.
Thank you, P, for coming out. It's been great talking with you.
Great talk, Denny.
Catch us next week where we'll be covering the NHL
Yes,
on
sir.
Sports Take.
Peace.